Welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report, a weekly program of interest to shortwave listeners around the world. This is Bob Pagela bringing to you our broadcast, and I hope that you'll find information in it of value and interest to your shortwave monitoring hobby activities. These programs are sponsored by the Australian Shortwave Radio Association, which is based here in Melbourne, Victoria, and of course in Australia. I'd just like to remind you that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, using the 24-hour time system, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. Propagation accelerator or accelerator activity report commences our program this time as usual. The Ionospheric Prediction Service in Sydney, here in New South Wales in Australia, advises that solar activity continues to be at a low level. The 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux has dropped to 133, that's 133, and the daily equivalent sunspot number has fallen to 87, that's 87. And those figures, according to the IPS, are not expected to change very significantly in the immediate future. So it just means that high-frequency propagation on long distances over multi-hop paths on frequencies above about 14 MHz during darkness hours will not be very reliable. However, during the daylight hours, frequencies above about 14 MHz will be satisfactory. Now, some shortwave station news. Other shortwave station news includes this. Tests from the Nigerian Armed Forces radio and shortwave continue during the month of July from the relay station at Usudun in France. The most recent schedule is 0600 to 0700 on 11825 and 13775. Transmissions intended for West Africa in Hausa and English, including text messages and music. Voice of Greece in Greek is on the air now. It's apparently resumed its shortwave transmissions after an absence of some months. And European monitors note it after 1900, that's UTC of course, on two frequencies, 9420 and 9935. Transmitting site at Avalos with 170 kilowatts on 9420 and 100 kilowatts on 9935. So it's expected that there'll be further broadcasts from Greece, and the station has been altering its schedule from time to time during the course of the current transmission season. Now, some propagation notes. Conditions here in Melbourne recently are typical of our midwinter. In fact, midwinter has actually passed. The shortest day was a few weeks ago. So we're now moving towards the I guess, the spring season. And even so, we're still getting good reception during the daytime on the lower frequency shortwave bands here in Melbourne. Some recent items included the following, which were made between 0400 and 0430, that's 2 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. 31 metres, 9610, the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran in Hebrew, actually signing on at 0425. 9695, the voice of America in Kurdish, until closing at 0420. 9815, another voice of America transmitted from Botswana in the Kukindi language. 9965, the Egyptian radio, Radio Cairo, in Arabic. And Adventist World Radio from the Moosebrunn Relay Station in Austria, in Turkish, on 9455, until signing off at 0430. And in the 41 metre band, from 0430 until 0500, 7270, Radio Liberty from the Lampathon Relay Station in Germany, with programs in Chechnyan. 7295, Radio Algeria from the Relay Station in Issoudun, France, in Arabic. 7330, Radio Romania International in Romanian. And 7350, another frequency for the Voice of America from Botswana, again in Kurundi. And 7435, Radio Liberty from Biblis in Germany, in Russian. And 49 metre band, 0430 to 0500. Quite a few stations there. 6175, the Voice of America, the Voice of Vietnam in English from the WHRI relay station in the USA until signing off at 0430. 6105, Radio Liberty from Lampathon in Germany in Belarusian language. 6060, Radio Havana, Cuba, in Spanish. And the English service from Cuba on 6600 at the same time. 5910, a mega signal, huge signal from NHK Radio Japan, broadcasting on 5910 from the Usudon, France relay station in Japanese for listeners in Europe and Africa. And 6075, Radio Liberty, from Lampathon, in Germany, broadcasting in Belarusian. And 6155, Adventist World Radio, from Moosebrunn in Austria, signing on at 0430 in French. And 7255, the domestic service of Belarusian radio, from Minsk in Belarusian. And 9330, English religious broadcasting from the USA station WBCQ. So quite a number of stations noted here in Melbourne in our mid-afternoon or early to mid-afternoon period as we move through our winter reception time span. Now in the morning here in Melbourne, 23:30 to midnight, that's 9:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. and continuing good reception from Asia on various bands, and these include the following: 9635 and 11620, the Voice of Vietnam with its domestic service programming in Vietnamese. 12020, the Voice of Vietnam with the external service in parallel with 9840 in English, beginning that language segment at 23:30. And 11665, Radio TV Malaysia, Kajang, carrying the domestic service at 23:30. Station also heard on 9835 in the same time period. So some interesting signals there from Asian countries. heard here in Melbourne during the morning, our morning period between 23:30 and midnight. That's some more monitoring notes made here in Melbourne. Morning services from Radio Veritas Asia in the Philippines. Transmitter usage is as follows. 6115 between 2100 and 2300 in Cambodian, or Khmer, as some persons may care to say. 15355 2300 to 2330 in local dialects. 9645 2330 in the midnight in Kachin. 9670 same time period, 2330 to midnight in Vietnamese. And 9720 also 2330 to midnight in Burmese. So the station operates one transmitter only at its daily sign on at 2100, that's on 6115. And then at 2300, one more transmitter comes on, finally with three transmitters between 2330 and midnight. And also from the Philippines, the Far East Broadcasting Company, its morning services have been monitored here in Melbourne, all with good signals. 2230 to midnight on 9405 in Chinese. 2300 to 2330 on 9365 in Asian languages. 2300 to midnight on 9795 in Laotian, or Lao as it may also be mentioned. 2300 to 0100 on 12070 in Chinese. And 2300 to 2330 on 12095 in the Hmong dialect, broadcasting to the areas near Vietnam. All those frequencies been giving quite good reception here in Melbourne. And finally, also in Melbourne, 2330 to 2300, 1175, that frequency, good signals with religious programming from the Overcomer Ministry via the World Harvest Radio Station in the USA. So quite good reception here in Melbourne during all parts of our day and night while the winter months continue, and we continue to appreciate or enjoy good reception during our daylight hours. Completes our roundup of shortwave news. Hope we found the program of interest and that the information we've given will be of value to you in your shortwave monitoring activities. So until our next broadcast, this is Bob Padula in Melbourne, Victoria, Australia, wishing you all good listening and good DX. See you soon.